Brad.
Ryan.
How are you doing, buddy?
I am.
I know you are. You can be nothing else but. That sums up the article. Number 17. A clarity and a bold declaration that I know offends some people. particularly, it offends those Pharisees back 2,000 years ago, and it offends Sadducees 2,000 years ago, and it offends a lot of people who have fixed doctrine. Are you comfortable to offend all these people, or are you just being yourself?
I am.
I think that's all I'm going to get from you this conversation, isn't it?
No, it's, you know, I don't know squat. And it's like, to use a biblical reference, in my weakness is my strength. You know, that was the guy that wrote a lot of the New Testament, Paul. That was one of his statements. You know, in my strength is my weakness, or in my weakness is my strength. And you know, people do all kinds of things with that. My point is, I'm not very smart, and yet I'm connected to all the knowledge and all the wisdom in the whole universe when I get into the zone. But it isn't a zone of logic or thought or reason or anything. In fact, every time I reach a conclusion about something, I can almost assure you that I'm wrong.
Just when you think you might be right, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't have to be. I don't have to be right. It's for what purpose? You know, what gets you excited about this article anyway?
Well, you know, this article for me is kind of a reflection of an interaction we've been having with a good friend and brother. I wouldn't say he's a close friend of mine, but, you know, more of an acquaintance of mine and a good friend of yours. How about that? Where we kind of debated that position of I am. We debated the right and ability to say it correctly or within the right context and so on and so forth. And I'm using my own words rather than his words.
Well, that's boiled down to it, but it brought about a severance temporarily in the relationship. And, you know, when you ask me, well, do I do that? I'm going to paraphrase what you said. When do I do that with relish? You know, do I enjoy? No, I don't like losing friends. But I can't be shaken from what I know to be just independence, what I've been instructed to do. And as soon as I say instructed, someone might think, well, wait a minute, you know, you're really off base. Well, that's what he thought, because he was getting different instructions from what he thought prior was the same source. Now he apparently doesn't think it was the same source. And it's interesting for me, because I don't question the source of his information. I question what he does with it. If that makes sense. In other words, I'm convinced that all of us that are trapped in these body bags we live in have a filter, and we filter in and out what we can handle at the moment. And he can't handle what I'm saying. And when we got into that conversation three ways, that was all emails, wasn't it?
All emails, yeah.
Yeah, for you, you know. He just couldn't. He was unable to hear, to use that term, to even open his mind to the possibility of what we were saying. He couldn't get it. He didn't want to get it. And it was that, it was a talk about a stiff neck and a, you know, a hard reaction. And yeah, I get it a lot. I understand that. I mean, but I don't claim to know anything. I don't know squat. So, and what was interesting to me is he was taking everything he was getting and plowing it into some doctrinal, you know, theology that he's had forever. And it just isn't going to work. I don't know. I'm sorry I got off on that, but I was just kind of processing what you said.
Yeah, well, it's about context. And the context for I Am, his context for I Am, and our context for I Am are different.
Totally.
And I think that we have a much more simplified viewpoint of what it means to say I Am. And whereas he has a complex structure based on biblical interpretation or biblical writings, spiritual writing, and of course input from spirit source for him, and we, our particular brand of using the term I Am made him feel uncomfortable, but. Only
he could never get to where what we were saying ever.
No, right. And knowledge and wisdom tend to block the flow or an opportunity for a different point of view. So I think that's unfortunate, but nonetheless, I agree with your article. I mean, it's a great expression of the simplicity of what it means and why we can and should be using that phrase, declaration, whatever you want to call it. I am. Because you're nothing else but.
Now, how do you come to that?
How do I come to that conclusion?
Yeah.
Well, let's frame it in a religious context, and then I'll frame it in a scientific context. In a religious context, God is one. So all is I am. If the name of God is I am, according to his conversation with Moses in that time, if you want to adopt that particular phrase, then God, and God is one, then all is I am. So that's the religious context. Now for the scientific context. Scientific context says that this is a two-dimensional world, and the three-dimensional world is merely just a hologram. So the hologram is created through a wave of probability, which is clearly displayed in the double slit experiment, Schrodinger's cat, and quantum physics, on and on. There's hundreds of experiments proving it over and over and over again, or theorems or models, whatever. To create a hologram, you project light through an object, and so the light is I am. And we are nothing but a wave of probability until the light is projected through. So from a scientific perspective and a religious perspective, you can't be anything else but I am. It just doesn't work. Oh. It doesn't compute.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, all I can say is wow with that one. That's interesting. Yeah, I can't begin to put my conscious mind around that, but I, with what you just said, it's just so clear to me. I see a picture of it. And you know, the vibrations of clarity are right there. I see it. But I can't think my way through it at all. But with what you've just said, obviously you've used that intellect of yours. You've got your head around it, to use that term. I don't like that term because it presumes that the only mechanism we have for mind is the brain, and that's just not true. But anyway, wow. Yeah, okay. Thank you. I'm a scientist.
Welcome to the science. Your science. So that's your religion.
Well, hey, I am before there was anything or anybody. I am.
And with that, what more could we possibly say?
Say goodbye, Brian.
Goodbye, Ryan.
Hey, I think that's enough. Yeah, okay. I love you, man. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the encouragement.
You bet, buddy.